This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Coloradans representing themselves in family court can file their documents electronically in 7 more counties. The expansion applies to divorce cases, custody battles, and the like. Officials say about 75% of those litigants represent themselves. Colorado Springs City Council has approved plans for hundreds of apartments on the city's northeast side. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
Proponents say the development would bring much-needed housing to the area. Among concerns from the opponents, impacts to scenery and wildlife, traffic, and emergency evacuations. The proposed development is in the Mountain Shadows area, parts of which were destroyed in the 2012 Waldo Canyon fire. Brett Lacey, the city's fire marshal, says evacuations of any magnitude are fluid situations.
The fire department does not have any issues or see any major concerns at all with this development.
In the end, the plans were approved on a 5-4 vote. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
The Broncos are awaiting approval to hold games at full capacity starting in September. ESPN reports the team is working with local health officials to raise the stadium attendance cap. League officials are letting fans attend training camps next month. Severe thunderstorms are moving across northeast Colorado, prompting a tornado watch until 1 a.m. for Sedgwick County to Cheyenne County and west to Fort Morgan. Large hail and 75-mile-per-hour winds are possible overnight. Denver's at 73 degrees. This is CPR News.